Sefer Shmuel Beit, chapter 7. ויהי ישב המלך בביתו, והשם הניח לו מסביב מכל עיניו. Most of the words were behind David HaMelech. Now he was sitting in his house, in his palace. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him live and stay safe and quiet from all his enemies. Ima HaMelech Natal HaNavi, Re'e Na Anokhi Yeshebet HaRazim. You see, I live in a palace. והארון האלוקים יושב בתוך העירייה הבת, זה ארון, זה ארק, but it means the whole משכן is in a tent. It's not clear exactly where the משכן at the time, if it was in Givon, because the ארון was in ירושלים, the Navi says. So how can it be part in Givon, part in ירושלים? But David Melech refers to himself that he sits in a palace, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a house for himself. Chachamim say the reason why David HaMelech is concerned, that's the opening statement, the first sentence that said that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrested David from all his enemies, it's based in the Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let us leave from all our enemies, then he should go to the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah that Beit HaMikdash is going to be built when you have peace. Since we have peace now, because David HaMelech was able to capture and take over most of his enemies, so therefore this is why he felt that this is the time to build Beit HaMikdash. But the Torah says that Beit HaMikdash has to be built only after it's going to be peace, or it's going to be some Israel is going to win and to capture all the enemies. The question is why? The mitzvah is to come and build Beit HaMikdash. It's nothing to do if you have enemies, you don't have enemies. What does it make if you have enemies around your borders? So as long as we have those animals around us, we can build Beit HaMikdash. You must win all the enemies around you under Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is when you have your own borders. The Torah says, what is Eretz Israel? What is our borders? And that's our borders. Then you put sand, you have soldiers, you put mines, but this is your land. When you own your land, when you have your land, then you do whatever you want. So you should have Beit HaMikdash. If you do not understand it, he understood it the way the Torah emphasized, that after you can have peace from all the neighbors, what it means is that they're going to leave you alone, it means it's really they're not going to be your enemies, then you build Beit HaMikdash. This is the explanation of the Pasuk in Torah 7 Dvarim, and that's really what the Navi says over here, that after David HaMelech was sitting in his house, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him like capturing all the neighbors, and then he has no enemies, then he is thinking that this is time to build Beit HaMikdash, and that's when he comes to the Natan Navi and says, I'm living in the palace and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no house. It means it's time to build Beit HaMikdash because I was able to get rid of all my enemies. And again the question is, what enemies have to do with Beit HaMikdash? As long as I have the place Beit HaMikdash is supposed to be, and I own the place and I have this place, let me build Beit HaMikdash. I don't have to have peace with the animals, with all the animals around me. Sentence 3, with your permission. So he wants Beit HaMikdash, he's discussing with Natan HaNavi. Basically, you don't discuss with Natan HaNavi. David HaMelech himself at Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem spoke to David HaMelech, we learned in the past, a lot of times, Hashem spoke to him. He himself, David HaMelech, had some requests sometimes, and he asked the Kohen HaGadol, with the Urim Betumim. He asked the Kohen HaGadol, what to do? To go to a war, not to go to a war. To attack, not to attack. To run away, not to run away. The whole Sefer Shmuel is on that David HaMelech was able to contact or to connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes over here to the family, he's going to call Navi for that. You're Navi yourself though, he's one of the Navi, he's David HaMelech, and of course he was very big. And then he went to the family, he was bigger than him in his prophecy. Not so certain. It's hard to measure the levels of the Nevi'im. The Navi and the Nevi'im have to consider a Navi. Even if women consider a Navi, if you want to ask a question, you ask a question to the Kohen HaGadol, that he has the Urim and Thummim on his chest, and you ask him what Hashem says. And you don't have to ask Navi for that. Also, you have to ask Navi altogether. It is mitzvah atein, the Torah. It says the Lobet Abkhira, that it's one of the mitzvot ase. One of the Tayyak mitzvot that we have is to build the Hamidosh. It's a mitzvah. It's not something, an optional thing, or it's not something that that you have to worry. I mean, these are lachot, that you build the Hamidosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do Mishkan. Eventually, we come to Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to build the Hamidosh. Any time, please, all the time. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Va'atah po amod imadi." So the Midrash, what it means, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "You stand over here." So the Midrash, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the blueprint of Bet HaMikdash. Mikan shemigilat Bet HaMikdash nimseret ba'amidah, says the Midrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, "You please stand next to me." Midrash, why is to stand next to you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, "Stay with me." Va'atah po amod imadi. Says that at that moment the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "I'm going to give you the plan, the blueprint of Bet HaMikdash." And that blueprint was transfer from Moshe to Yeshua, from Yeshua to Skinim, from Skinim to Nevi'im. And this, if you remember, we learned that one day David HaMelech went away and he met Shmuel Nabi, while Shaul was chasing him. It says in the place called Nayot. And over there Shmuel Nabi discussed with David HaMelech the way to build Bet HaMikdash and the plan of Bet HaMikdash. And this is how Shlomo HaMelech is going to know how to build Bet HaMikdash. The size, all the things that he built, it everything was according to the blueprint, again, that was first given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and then this was transferred, and David HaMelech himself and Shmuel HaNavi were discussing the matter of building Bet HaMikdash. So yes, it's a mitzvah to build Bet HaMikdash, not just the Mishkan, Bet HaMikdash. And that Bet HaMikdash, of course, it's not a new thing, it's not something that I'm going to invent. This is something that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, was transferred over the generation, and David HaMelech himself and Shmuel HaNavi studied, and Shmuel HaNavi, with Ruach HaKodesh, not only studied, he already made a plan with David HaMelech where it's going to be. It's told him both the sides is going to be in Yerushalayim. You don't have to ask anything. It's safe to go and go dig the foundation and start building. There's nothing wrong with that. This is the place that I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be over there. This is the place that Abraham made during the Mizbeach, that Abraham Rishon made the Mizbeach, Kain and Hevel. And this is, of course, that's the place. Noach made over there. So I know that's the place. Shmuel already told me that's the place. There's nothing to discuss. You have to call Navi. I go myself. I start measuring and putting the things together. And of course, David HaMelech at the end did it. Even though he did not build the Mikdash, we're going to learn that the foundation, he did dug the foundation. He dug the foundation all the way deep, he poured the cement, he made the holes all the way to the center of earth, he made everything. So he knew where it is. He doesn't tell him, that's not the place, you don't know where it is. He says, what do you have to ask him to be? You don't ask him to be. That's a very simple thing, it's a simple matter. Hashem wants to build the Mikdash. This is a mitzvah in the Torah, all the Tayyak mitzvot, and I do it. If you go and discuss with somebody, also I don't understand why you discuss with somebody. You should discuss with the Kohen HaGadol, maybe. He himself should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you say, "Melech, kol ashev levcha lech atik v'ashev mimach." So Natan and Navi, answer him whatever you want. The Chachamim say it because Natan and Navi knew the level of David HaMelech. Of course, David HaMelech was a Navi, was a very holy man. And of course, Natan and Navi agrees, well, why shouldn't he agree? Because again, there's no question. Natan and Navi did not tell it to him in a prophecy. And just to discuss the matter with him, there is, of course, what's the question? Why not? So what is it to ask Natan and Navi? Why do you ask Natan and Navi? I mean, if it doesn't answer you in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why discuss it with him? Maybe it was just an advisor of David HaMelech. Doesn't sound like it's in the Bible.
Две нивот, это мать, кожен трим нимах.
Да, алата нивот. The Gemara says in Masechet Megillah that only in the verse in, that's recorded in the Tanakh is what you have to know for the future. The word that was not for the future, just for the present and the past, was not combined by Shekhin Espargola. We don't know how many. The Gemara says there were thousands of prophets. Maybe 600,000 prophets. The Gemara says. You'll see me try. Gemara says, Gemara is tachal adorot, a prophecy that's needed for the generation to learn. As such, something, a guideline, then you have it in the Tanakh. If it's not necessary for the future, it's not in the Tanakh. Everything is something for, the, for our future, otherwise it wouldn't be written in the Tanakh. What's amazing over here, is that this is what Katana Navi is saying, is totally wrong. Vali sentence 4, Vali Balayla Hu, this is in the scroll, this is in the middle of the Pasuk, is a stop. Vali Balayla Hu, finished, like a Pasuk ends. Suddenly the Pasuk ends, it's like a new paragraph is starting. So in that night, that after Natan Navi gave the advice of David HaMelech, immediately in the night, Vayidvar Hashem Atan Levo, so usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu never spoke to prophets at night. Here is one of the very seldom times that Hashem spoke to Navi at night. Chachamim said, one of the reasons is there was an emergency. Chachamim said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Chachamim said, the Midrash says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Natan Navi and said, you better hurry up and go tell him that whatever you said is wrong. Because I know this guy, is like I said, America's Mishumina. Tomorrow morning he's going to get all the workers. We're going to teach construction. He's going to get all the tractors and everything. He's going to get a good bit of industry, 1, 2, 3. And fish, no? Fish money. And the other Chacham said, not only that, he's going to make a vowel, he's going to make a nether, a promise. He's going to swear that he's going to be with HaMikdash. Then it's going to be embarrassment, you won't be able to do it. So therefore, Chachamim say that this Rakhim arrived at night. Not in Navi, something Rakhim usually doesn't do. And this is in order to prevent the Rakhim from being with HaMikdash.
Well, what's in the voice of dreams? Dreams during the day?
Again, the dreams only during the day.
Can they lay on the floor during the day?
Right. Almost there was no nevuah during the night time. Ibn Ezra says, even Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Chachamim say even Moshe Rabbeinu was only during the daytime. Ibn Ezra is the only one that says that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night time, since the menorah was on in the Mishnah and was considered like a daylight time. But no other Navi, and according to most of the Chachamim, Moshe Rabbeinu never spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night time. Only during the day.
So what does he do for 40 days and 40 nights?
To
sleep?
No. It was learning, it was not nevuah, no prophecy.
But
40 days and 40 nights, Moshe Rabbeinu studied with Hashem. The Gemara said during the day he studied with Hashem, HaMishach Moshe Torah, at night he studied with Hashem Torah Shabbat Pei.
During the night then?
Learning. But not a prophecy. A prophecy down here on earth only during the daytime.
Daytime considered daytime mamash or chatzot?
No, daytime mamash. Only after sunrise.
But why do people do Shirat Shalom at night?
Shirat Shalom at night is something else. It's not a prophecy. It is a lot of levels how to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer. The thing is called Bat Kol. The thing is called Shirat Chalom, the thing is called Nevuah, prophecy. Prophecy means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he connects himself to a very high level of appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That level you cannot can't connect yourself or contact only during this. Shirat Chalom means a very low level of a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that message is not accurate. It means, the Gemara says, it means can be a lot of mistakes. The person can ask and the answer is going to be something, but he won't understand everything. The Nevuah is very clear, a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants you to understand.
He said Nevuah was like him.
No, it was like a picture, right? It is the power of the Navi to translate it right. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it came straight and very clear what Hashem wants. That when you ask in a dream, it doesn't mean it doesn't come so clear. I mean, if you ask a question, it's one thing, but as a prophecy, it's one thing. So the Navi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrived to Natan Navi at the night time, and he told him, in the sentence 5, with the permission, Lech v'amarta, אל עבדי אל דוד, כה אמר השם, אתה תבנה לי בית לשבתי. Sounds, sounds like he says him, are you going to build it? Or like, who are you to build it? And I said, that's not what that's totally wrong. That's not what it says. I will get to it later. Kiloy ha-shafti, I never dwell or settle ובית ינערז מיום העלותי את בני ישראל ממצרים, עד היום הזה, ויהיה מתהלך באוהל ובמשכן. Since I brought them out of Mitzrayim, I always just was able to stay, to dwell in a tent or in the משכן. וכל אשר התהלכתי בכל בני ישראל, הדבר דיברתי את אחד שבטי ישראל אשר ציוויתי לראות את עמי ישראל לאמור למה לא בניתי לי בית בארזים. Did I ever tell anyone to and ask him, why didn't you build me a house? What does it have to do with anything? So now it's time to come. We just said before that the reason why David HaMelech is planning to build a Mishkan is because in these days HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him leave safely without any enemy. David HaMelech learned the Torah, now is the time. Before it was not the time. Now is the time. Shame is saying, since we came out of his time, did I ever ask anybody? No, he didn't ask. Because it was not the time. Now is the time. That's what the Navi says. That David HaMelech learned it from the Torah. Yeah, v'niach Hashem elokecha alecha v'gavecha mitaviv. V'niach Hashem elokecha v'chem. Then it says, Yeah, makom Hashem ibchar Hashem. So since David HaMelech was the first king that got rid of most of the enemies around us, until David HaMelech bothered us so much, the Palestinians, the Syrians, and David HaMelech was the first one that was able to capture them and to make them understand that he had the right to leave. So therefore, he is interesting to be with Tamidosh. And Hashem is saying, did I ever ask? No, Hashem never asked. No, of course he didn't ask. He didn't ask, but we have a mitzvah to be with Tamidosh. You told Moshe Rabbeinu to be with Tamidosh. I discussed it with Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi told me to do it. He told me that this is the place to be with HaMikdash, and I'm going to do it. So he said, did I ever do it? Did I ever ask you? No, he didn't ask me. But it is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. It's one of the 613 mitzvot is to be with HaMikdash, not to leave it in the tent. Hashem said, did I ever say anybody? No, he didn't say. Nobody knew. Now I know. I learned it with Shmuel HaNavi. Now Shmuel HaNavi told me that you told it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told it to Yoshua. It's a mitzvah. I'm going to do it. So the Hashem said, did I ever ask? No, he didn't ask. But now is the time. Now is the time to do it. Besides that, please tell what Hashem said. What do you mean Hashem said? Did I ever ask? Of course Hashem doesn't ask. Hashem doesn't ask. But Hashem did ask, this is right in the Torah, mitzvah, to be with HaMikdash. So you don't say, did I ever ask? It's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be with HaMikdash. So what do you mean, did I ever ask?
Maybe meant did I ever ask you?
No, it says, did I ever ask any of the tribes? It doesn't matter if it won't answer the question. If it is, did I ever ask you? Well, ask you. What has to do with me? It has nothing to do with me. It has to do, I'm not doing it for me.
He didn't
get
to have it built. He wanted to...
He didn't get it, yes. He doesn't say it right now, Hashem, yet. Right now, Hashem is telling you, he's telling Natan to tell David HaMelech, did I ever ask anybody? Since we came out of Mitzrayim, I always dwell in a tent. Kadosh Baruch Hu, with all due respect, it's true. But you yourself write in the Torah that we're going to get into Eretz Israel. Eventually, it's going to be peace over there. Eventually, it should be with HaMikdash. It's in the Torah. And the blueprint was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Shmuel gave it to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech has it in his pocket. Shmuel HaNavi already died. David HaMelech has the pen in his pocket. He's going to give this pen to Shlomo HaMelech. So what do you mean, you never ask? Now, the big question is what Moshe said. In the meantime, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell David that Shlomo is going to build it. So what are you telling me? You're telling me, did I ever ask? And I said, no, okay, but your son. He said, my son, yes? Me not? Why me not? Did I ask? What do you mean? So if you didn't ask, why Shlomo is? אתה אתן לצורה אסכור, תאמר להביא לדוד, כה אמר השם צבאות. אני לקחתיך מן הנביא מאחר רצון להיות נביא על עמי ישראל. I took you from being a shepherd to be the king. What does this have to do with anything? This is not the subject right now. The subject is only with Amidosh. So now it sounds like David HaMelech is dead. He's going to make a spread on him. That wasn't the question. The question is, he wants with the Rebbe Amidosh. So either he's capable or he's not capable. Either Hashem wants with the wisdom to want. It's not to do if he took him from being a shepherd to be a king. What has to do with anything? Bayi imcha b'chol ha'sintes mai. Bayi imcha b'chol ha'shalachta. I was with you whenever you went. V'achrata et kol evecha mipanecha. V'achrita, so. V'achrita et kol evecha mipanecha. I destroyed all your enemies. V'achiti lecha Hashem gadol. I made you a big name, כשם הגדולים אשר בארץ. The Gemara says, what it means is, that we say, ברוך אתה השם מגן דוד. That's שם גדול, כשם הגדולים אשר בארץ. And it means, הקדוש ברוך הוא, הסתלי נתן את יותר דוד המלך, that I was with you, your name is great. And you're going to be כשם הגדולים, מה זה שם הגדולים? הגדולים refers to אברהם יצחק ויעקב. That we're going to say, ברוך אתה השם מגן דוד. What does this have to do now with anything? Why is telling him that? What does this have to do with anything? So he wants to hear something, just tell him he can or he could not. But you don't have to tell him, he was a shepherd, I took him, I was with him, I destroyed the enemies, and he's going to say מגן דוד. What מגן דוד has to do with המקדש? ושמתי מקום לעמי ישראל, סנטר סטיין מידי פרמיש, שמתי מקום לעמי ישראל, מוטרטיב. בעזרת השם, I'm going to make עמי ישראל very quiet and settled. I'm going to plant עמי ישראל ושכן תחתיו, it's going to dwell underneath himself, it means it's going to be very safe and quiet in ארץ ישראל, ולא ירגה זאת. There's not going to be any wars, there's not going to be any anger. Lekifu b'nei avla l'anotol k'asher b'roshana. Nobody is going to bother him and torture him the way they used to do. Right. Let's say anything. Ulemin ha'yom asher tiviti shoftim alami Yisrael. Since the Shoftim was the text of the nation before the Nevi'im, as if going to Sefer Shoftim, they used to give us a hard time. Ani choti lecha mikol evecha, I'm going to let you leave and rest from all your enemies. Yigid lecha Hashem, Hashem also is telling you, that Hashem is talking, that Hashem is saying to Nabi, to tell David HaMelech, Hashem is telling you, Kibayit Yosei Lecha Hashem, you're going to have a son. You're going to have a son, and Kim, Lu Yamecha, it's going to be your days will be full. It means it's time for you to go to Gan Eden, Meshachatayim Mamotecha, Vakimoti Zoracha, Acharecha, Hashem Tzim Mecha, Tanjid Mamachto, and your son, that he is going to grow, and his kingdom is going to be established. He is going to build the house for me. V'chonanti et kisei umlachto ad olam. And not only he is going to have the opportunity to build the Midrash, also the kingdom of David HaMelech is going to be continued via Shlomo forever. Again, the matter is over here that David HaMelech wants to build the Midrash, and Hashem is telling him, no, your son is going to build it, you're not. It doesn't say why. It doesn't say why. Hashem is like, he's saying, well, I didn't ask for it, but, you know what? I took you, you used to be a shepherd, and now I made you a king, and I was with you, and I destroyed your enemies, and you have nothing to worry, Am Yisrael will have a very pleasure life in Eretz Yisrael, and then, I'm going to give you a son, and he's not going to be the Mikdash. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be the Mikdash. So why don't you let me be the Mikdash? So Hashem tells Natan Adi, run, run, what's the rush? There's a rush, he's going to build it, let him build it. He says, no, his son is going to build it, why is that he build it? Says then, Rabbi Amelach wants to build a bit of Midrash, Natan Adi is going to tell him, Hashem told me, your son, says, excuse me, why not me? He says, Hashem said first, no. Bet HaMikdash really, I wasn't expected it. He didn't expect it, so why my son is going to build this for you? If you won't expect it. I'm going to be his father, and so the Kadim is referring to Shlomo. He's going to be a father to Shlomo. Uwi Yeri Leben. Shlomo is going to be my son. Asher Ba'avoto, if Shlomo HaMelech will not behave, Ruchachtiv B'Shevet Anashim, I'm going to bring some people to hate him and to bother him. But when he gave the Adam the Shedim, the Gemara said, HaKadosh is going to send the Shedim, it's Ashmedai, the king of the Shedim is going to abolish Shlomo HaMelech, is going to throw him off his chair, his seat. This HaKadosh is telling it in the prophecy to Natan Levi, to go to the Levi. You're going to have a son, and you should know your son is not going to behave, and I'm going to punish him, I'm going to teach him a lesson. But the Chazil is going to know, but you should know, even though that he's not going to behave, and I'm going to bother him, and I'm going to punish him, still I will love him, I will be very kind with him. It's not going to be like the same story like in Shaul. As Hashem is telling him that Shlomo will not behave. But I will not just push him away the way I push Shaul. B'ne'eman, B'etcha, since 16, U'mamlachtecha adolam lefanecha, you should know this, your heart is in Shlomo HaMelech, and the kingdom of David HaMelech is going to be forever. כיסחה יהיה נכון על עד עולם, it is the chair of David המלך, וכנסה דוד הרדך מהרה לתוך התחין, this is David המלך, it's going to be forever. It means the kingdom of David is going to be forever. But this is the David המלך, it's not the David המקדש. I mean, it's true, it's 18-18, it's the same question. It's a special mitzvah רבותיי to build בית המקדש. It's not easy to do, who is going to build the המקדש? It doesn't say in the Torah who is going to build it, it doesn't say in Sefer המצוות who is going to build it. I mean, of course, now we know, but David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech is going to build it. But really, in the mitzvah of building Beit HaMikdash, it doesn't say who is going to build Beit HaMikdash. You have a mitzvah of understanding Beit HaMikdash. So the king, okay, whatever the king is going to be. Shaul was the first king, maybe he should have built Beit HaMikdash. Here Hashem is giving the whole story to David HaMelech, and then he talks about Shlomo HaMelech, and also about the king of Shlomo HaMelech. And he said, if Shlomo HaMelech is going to be bad, the king is going to punish him. But he says, no. Even though he's going to be bad king, he's going to still be a king. Not only that, the kingdom is going to be continued by the children of Shlomo HaMelech forever. Why? Why forever? She said, not like Shaul HaMelech, that he did something wrong and I just pushed him away from the kingdom. Your children, your grandchildren will be kings forever. What this has to do with the prophecy, with my question to Rebbe HaMikdash? This has nothing to do with it. Talking about the kingdom of David HaMelech, I didn't ask you about the kingdom. I want to read the Midrash. What has to do with the building of the Midrash with the kingdom of David HaMelech? And why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that even though the Shlomo HaMelech and the other kings will do bad things, still the kingdom is going to stay with that family. That's said in Tehillim as well. That David HaMelech in his prophecy in Tehillim says the same thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was disgusted with Shaul HaMelech and disgusted with the place of the Mishkan in Shiloh, and eventually it's going to be in Yerushalayim, it's going to be in the territory of Yehuda, path, and it's going to be underneath the regime of the tribe of Yehuda, and that's the kingdom of David HaMelech forever. Again, David HaMelech did not ask anything about it, he was not interested in that, he was only interested in the Beit HaMikdash. So instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Beit HaMikdash, no, but kingdom, yes, and Shlomo is giving them the first Shlomo. ככל הדברים האלה, ככל החזיון הזה, אין דיבר נתן דוד. That נתן came to David המלך and told him what he will learn. ויבוא המלך דוד, sentence 18 with your permission, וישב לפני השם. It all says, either he was sitting over there next to the hall, to the ark, or he just was preparing himself to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who am I? That I got all the way up here, says the Gemara, Halom is Malchut. It means, who am I that you chose me to be the king, Vatiktan, Zod Be'enecha, Adoni, Hashem Elokim, Vatidaber, Gam El Bet Amdecha, Merachok, Vezot Torat Adam, Hashem Elokim. I said, you spoke to me, and who am I, and I am nothing, and this is really what you mean, but I am nothing. The same explanation, what does it mean? It says, who is this, the person that can reach such a level? Oh, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed David HaMelech all the generations to come, the way he showed David HaMelech, he showed Adam HaRishon. I mean, the way he showed Adam HaRishon, he showed David HaMelech. Who am I? Who am I that you were so generous to me, and you behaved nicely to me? My Yosef David ordered Rabbi Relecha, who is David can add anything? But I love that, Tavdecha, Hashem Elohim, you know me, Bavud Zvarcha, Uchelivcha, Tidat Kol HaGdola, that whatever you want, whatever you thought, that's what you did. But yet Tavdecha, to teach me, to tell me, it's not something that I made up. You gave me this idea, whatever I do, and this is one of the ideas that you gave me, that you planned in my head, is to be with Amigdash for you. That's what he refers to. That you planned this idea in my head. It's not something that I had in my head. It's something that you gave this idea to me, and I was thinking with Amigdash. I think that that's Hashem Elohim, Ekin Kamocha, Elohim Zulatecha, Torah Shashman Abotenu. It says, nobody is big like you, nobody is great like you. Whatever we heard in our ears, that's what you are. Umig Ramcha Yisrael Yilchad Ba'ayat, Tzu Yisrael Yisrael, like a big nation in the land, Hashem Elohu Elohim Yivdot Lo La'am, it refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Aaron, to Shmuel maybe. The Nevi'im came and redeemed Am Yisrael to be a nation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Latzum Lo Hashem Latzot Lachem HaGdola V'Nuraot La'Arzecha Mepnei Amecha, אשר פדיד הלכה מצרים גויים ואלוקיו. It refers to the redemption out of מצרים. It is praising הקדוש ברוך הוא. אתה לך את עמך ישראל, לך לעם עד עולם, you chose them Israel, you prepared them Israel to be your nation, ואתה אשר היית לכם אלוקים. I don't know what this has to do with the whole thing. The question is, shall I build the Middash? The answer is, you now give me the Middash. So thank you very much, that's the end of it. In the meantime, he's standing over there, sitting down next to the Achav maybe, or standing over there, and giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a thanks. He says, what a thanks for what? Sentence 25 with admission, Ve'ata, and now Hashem Elohim, הדבר אשר דיברת, על עבדך ועל ביתו, הקים עד עולם ועשית אשר דיברת, please, whatever you told me about the family, about my family, that you said that my family is going to rule forever to be kings, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do what you said, יקדש משמך עד עולם למור, he says, your name should be great and big forever. Hashem Tzvakot Elohim Me'al Yisrael V'Tavdecha David Yenachon Lefanecha. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, raise them Israel, bless them Israel. Your name should be very big and great. And David, it means myself and my family should be next to you forever. Yetar Hashem Tzvakot Elohim Me'al Galita. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told, you revealed a secret that Ozan Avdecha L'mor Bayit Evnalach. You just told me, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to have a son, even though I've already had children. It says, you just told me you're going to have another one. And that's the one that is going to continue the kingdom of David HaMelech. Therefore, I decided to go and praise you and pray. But he says, do anything. He say nothing. He just said, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for taking out of his time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're great and you're big. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much for appointing me and my children to be able to continue the kingdom. So therefore I prayed the whole thing. So because what? Because I'm going to have a son. Sentence 28, V'ata Hashem Elohim, Ata Hu Elohim, Udvarcha Udvarecha Yu Emet. Of course, Baruch Hu Emet. What does it mean? I mean, it means that he's asking Baruch Hu just to fulfill the promise. Maybe. The bearer of the Chat of Torah, he just told me the good thing.
What is the guarantee?
Well, Hashem said it, he doesn't need a guarantee. Guarantee won't help. But again, the matter over here was building Beit HaMikdash. And then Navi came to David and said, you don't build it. Your son is going to build it. Now David is standing in front of the Echad and he's giving the whole speech over here. But this is nothing about Beit HaMikdash. This is talking about his kingdom, his child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this to Am Yisrael, he's going to do this to Am Yisrael. What does this have to do with the whole thing? So the idea was with an English. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't understand the answer. I said, you said, my son is going to be with an English. I said, excuse me, why couldn't I be Beit HaMikdash? I like Beit HaMikdash. It has to do with you. I said, that was the question. May I be Beit HaMikdash? The answer is, your son will be. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu. May I also be Beit HaMikdash? He doesn't refer to the, question at all. He doesn't even tell him anything. Now he's saying, if one day he's saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, to give him a son. He doesn't even say, that my son is going to be Beit HaMikdash. He's only saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for his son, to be able, I'm sorry, to continue the regime of David HaMelech. But this was not the issue. David HaMelech would ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am I going to have children? Is my son going to be a king? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, yes. You can have children, you're going to continue to be king. And say, okay. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, thank you very much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to say, muito gracias. But this was not the matter, this was not the question. The question was, he wants Beit HaMikdash. Hashem said, no, your son. So I said, thank you very much for giving me a son. I said, excuse me, that's not the matter. The matter is Beit HaMikdash. You should have said, thank you very much for giving me a son. This is going to be Beit HaMikdash. Thank you very much, Beit HaMikdash. And if you want, you should maybe to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why couldn't I be Beit HaMikdash? He doesn't even say that. He doesn't even say, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his son is going to be Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me a son. So what's the importance of a son? Elimelech is not worried about his kingdom. Elimelech was worried about HaMikdash. So the subject of the HaMikdash is not the kingdom of David HaMelech. אתה עשה לסמון עיניים ואתה אוהב לברך את בית עבדך להיות לעולם לפניך, please, bless. שלמה המלך, should be in front of you forever, כי אתה, השם אלוקים, דיברתם מלכתך יבורך בית עבדך לעולם. Please, הקדוש ברוך הוא, whatever you said, the you blessing is going to bless. The house of the meaning refers to שלמה המלך forever. I really don't know what it means. Again, the Tanakh is like you said in the beginning. It's a prophecy that we need for the future. So what does that mean? In the future also we're going to have the same problem. Some Mashiach will arrive, and he's going to say what we do in English, and then Nabi is going to tell him, don't do it, and then he's going to tell him the whole prophecy. The Nabi says, that Yerushalayim's name is going to be changed when Mashiach will come. It's not going to be Elkut. It's going to be called Kisei Hashem. The chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That name also, the Midrash says, that Avraham Avinu knew. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to keep the name of Yerushalayim. And the United Nations can say Yerushalayim, but when Mashiach will come, the name is not going to be, Jerusalem. Hebron says Hebron. Thank God. But Yerushalayim is not going to be Yerushalayim, it's going to be called Kisei Hashem. Can it change the name to the chair of Hashem? What does it mean? What it has to be changed to the chair of Hashem? What chair of Hashem is better than Yerushalayim? So the Midrash says, there is a book, it's called the Sefer Divrei Yamim. This is really the last book in the Tanakh, if I may say, almost the last book in the Tanakh. It was completed, the Chassidut HaNaviyah and Shekhinah Tzadikah. Over there, this is the sentence that we are familiar with. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, you cannot be Beit HaMikdash, Habe Damim Shafachta. You spilled a lot of blood. Something doesn't appear over here. This Shmuel Betek, Gemara says, was written by Natan Navi and Gad HaChuzeh. When they wrote this book, Shmuel Navi, again they wrote it Beruach HaKodesh in the prophecy. They didn't just write it as a story. Hashem revealed to them on a certain level of prophecy, and they wrote this book called Shmuel Bet. It was not written by Shmuel. Shmuel is dead already. They wrote it, and when they wrote it this way. Again, there's no answer over here in this chapter we just read why that it cannot be Beit HaMikdash. But instead of Divrei Yamim, Yechezkel HaNavi and Shekhinah HaGdola, they wrote a sentence that's missing over here, if you may say. Now there it says that Hashem told David HaMelech, you will not be able to be Beit HaMikdash because you spilled a lot of blood. still there are blood. So the Rebbe had the Kadosh Baruch Hu, this started a discussion. You know, said, I give so much blood, so it means I cannot build a midrash. It means something is wrong with me. Something is wrong, I am Tamei Chassid Shalom. I said, from what it has spilled out of us? It means I went through a lot of wars. So what it means is that Chassid Shalom, something is wrong with me. She said, no, nothing is wrong with you. No, the opposite. Baruch Hashem, the more Arabs you kill, it's better. Amen. First time he greeted me. Said the Gemara, said the Midrash, no, Hashem told him, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that you killed those animals. It means you did something bad, you did something good. You did something good, it says the Midrash, says like Katsir Chayal. It says it's like sacrificing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the enemies against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did the right thing. Says the Midrash, okay, so what's wrong? So maybe I'll be with the Midrash, it's even better. He tells me, not only I'm not dead, I'm good. So why let me build? Hashem said, no, your son is too. He said, why my son? He said, because if you're going to build it, it's going to be forever. He said, forever? It's even better. What's wrong with it forever? I don't think. What's wrong with it? Hashem said, no. Your children will not behave, and your Beit HaMikdash will stay forever, then Beit HaMikdash will be empty. Because chas v'shalom, I'm going to have to punish your children and destroy myself completely. But if Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, then Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, but the nation of Israel will be continued. Right.
Did he tell him this?
Yeah. In those words.
So why was it okay to destroy the Beit HaMikdash at Shlomo Bokeh?
Lower level. Much lower level than David Melech. It's Mashiach, it's David, not Shlomo. Why? It's Mashiach. So the Midrash says, the Midrash says, so that's the explanation. The explanation, what it says in the Midrash, I mean, that Hashem told David HaMelech, you spilled a lot of blood. Again, it's not the same explanation. The way you read it, it means because you fought the war, it means, no, you did something very, very good to me. But the good thing, what you did to me, is you killed all those people, and by killing those people, it means you sacrificed them. It means those are the people that were some so-called against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they used to worship the Zohar. And by you doing it to them, it means you did something for me very high. So why can't I build a Beit HaMikdash? It says, because it's such a high level, if you did it, then the Beit HaMikdash will have to stay forever. And then if Chas v'Shalom, I know that I'm Israel is going to do certain bad things, and I'm going to be very upset with them. And then Chas v'Shalom will destroy Israel. Therefore, he can... So that's what really what Hashem really answered it. Again, it doesn't appear here in this book, in Shmuel, but it does say in Divrei Hayamim. The Gemara brings it to the word.
Why would he want to hurt David?
I'm sorry?
Why would he want to hurt David?
Who?
God.
What do you mean hurt him?
He told David that he was in such a high madrega, yeah, that he was going, if he built the base of Mikdash,
yeah,
it would last forever.
Yeah.
But that his children were going to sin.
Yeah.
Why would he hurt him? Why would he tell him that his children were going to sin? It would mean it's a reflection upon David's ability to be able to teach his children.
No.
Why do we know?
No,
it doesn't mean it's something directly.
No, we understand that.
It means
the heritage. Go on.
It means 1,000 years later.
Right.
500 years later.
It means
the
Midrash
is going to be destroyed.
So he knows that the Mashiach will never come. Or will become many generations.
100%. Right. It's amazing. I don't know if you realize it. But we have a chapter, as we say it now, the Tikkun Chatot. על נהרות בבל, שם ישבנו גם בכינו. דוד המלך רות, chapter 137, in Tehillim. So it says over there that Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed not once, twice, in Tehillim. Chapter 137. And it is a description.
Again, but
David HaMelech should write this in Tehillim. Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. And we're going to be in exile, in Iraq, he pinpoints. And then he writes, and the next one is a dome. He writes it in this chapter. Because Tehillim again was saying Ruach HaKodesh. And the Melech knew it. Everybody knew. So Melech also knew it. Everybody knew. So Hashem told David HaMelech that really the secret behind it over here is not that he cannot be Beit HaMikdash. Of course he could be Beit HaMikdash. Hashem doesn't want him to be Beit HaMikdash. I said it's not that he doesn't want him to be Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't want to destroy Israel. That's what it means. I don't want to care about it, David HaMelech is going to build it. But it is for the benefit of Israel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let David HaMelech build Beit HaMikdash. Again, over here it doesn't say in this instead of Shmuel, but it's the Rehamim. So again, we have a mitzvah of Beit HaMikdash, it's true. David HaMelech has the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash, it's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash to Moshe Rabbeinu and transferred to Yoshua and Yeshua Levim and the Skinim, Levim and Shmuel Levi is teaching David HaMelech and said, here is the HaMikdash and here is the place. But one thing you have to understand, this Beit HaMikdash, Chas V'Shalom, can destroy Israel. As we say, ultra fanatic is no good. It's true you have a mitzvah, but you have to be ready for this mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah that you do it because you do it. It's the same, Beit HaMikdash is something very, very high, and you have to know that you're ready for it. Of course I'm ready for it. You think you're ready for it. But if Chas V'Shalom, somebody does one little thing, it says, Chas V'Shalom, Am Yisrael can be destroyed because you have a Beit HaMikdash. Because you have this Beit HaMikdash that David HaMelech is going to build. And this is really why David HaMelech is going to discuss this with Natan HaNavi. He doesn't ask this HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Urim HaTumim, and he instead doesn't ask this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is a very sensitive subject. And that's really what Hashem is telling David HaMelech. Did I ever ask anybody to be Beit HaMikdash? What do you mean he didn't ask? Of course he didn't. What do you mean he didn't ask? He says in the Torah I mitzvah, this Perek Mitzvot. He says, no, you know, since we came out of the time, I was always in the tent. He says, of course, now it's time. He says, no, you don't understand. It is time, it is. It's time if you're ready. You may be ready right now. But you have to understand, this is like a bomb. It has to shalom if you're not here. This is on, but I'm Israel is going to be destroyed. David HaMelech decided to discuss this with Natan HaNavi, to ask his opinion. His opinion, not his prophecy, his opinion. And so sometimes you have an opinion of somebody that he tells you something and you get the message from him. And says, I don't know what to do really. Again, I have a mitzvah to do it, so I don't have to ask Urim HaTumim, I don't have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I open the Shulchan Aruch, I say, that's the halacha. And it says, but still, I want to make sure I'm making it right. And it says, well, my doubts are that this thing was a secret, this thing was not revealed to anyone. I says, only Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Yeshua, and then Skenim, and then to Shmuel HaNavi, and to myself. Nobody else knows the face, nobody else knows the sign, and the form of it. And I just want to hear an opinion. It's a holy man. I'm going to ask, discuss with the holy man. The holy man said, yes, true, yeah, why not? Why not? It's time to do it, why not? I mean, you have this idea, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it good? I says, excuse me, he says, HaNavi, it's true. So it was a mistake? It was a mistake or not? It was a mistake? So you learn from me that Natan HaNavi doesn't know what's going on. I said, sounds like Natan HaNavi is nothing. I said, David HaMelech asked him something, and David HaMelech is nothing. I said, we think the whole thing stopped. It is over. It sounds like it's over. He says, no, it's not over at all. I said, the whole thing is missing. He says, after the whole thing, it says, Natan HaNavi told him, not you. He says, okay, not me. I'm going to do the foundation. Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Tabayit, Ned Avi. He says, David HaMelech, let me tell you something. Shlomo HaMelech, Gimel HaMikdash, yes. But the foundation is David HaMelech. So of course, Natan HaNavi telling the prophecy means do not build Beit HaMikdash. But the foundation he dug the foundation, and the Gemara said that the foundation was forever. Beit HaMikdash was standing on the foundation of David HaMelech. How much? Just 1 second, sir.
When did he get the idea to purchase the land there?
To purchase the land there, he didn't purchase it yet. He's going to purchase it soon. But the okay, he knows now that this is the land. But he didn't go purchase it. He's going to think what to do. He doesn't know if it's necessary to do. And now Natan HaNavi is scaring him. But again, at the end, he's going to the first seat and he's going to dig the foundation of Beit HaMikdash. So the Midrash says that's what it means. It means that you're going to have a son and your son is going to build the building on top of the foundation. But the foundation is the big end. I'm going to tell you something from the Midrash. So the Midrash says, the Gemara says, that when Shlomo Melech finished Beit HaMikdash, so he called all of Israel over there, and then he wanted to bring the Echal, the Aaron, inside. But Kul Sharen Zebazeh, he could not bring it inside. With all the engineers, with all the smart people, he cannot bring the furniture inside. Right. The door is too small. With all the engineers, the door is too small. So the Olam Yisrael standing over there, and Shlomo HaMelech with all the engineers start, so they called up, they called Tishman, they called up everybody to move the door. They cannot move the door is stuck in the ground, and they cannot open the door, they cannot bring the Echal inside, no way. So the Midrash like this, Shlomo HaMelech says, if that's the case, we have to go and dig my father's grave and bring the coffin of David HaMelech over here. When they dug the coffin of David HaMelech, they brought it to Beit HaMikdash. I said, a man David Abdach. It says, then, it says, Shu Sharim Roshachem. It says, that Mizmor, David Mizmor, Hashem Ha'otzem Lua. And then I said, a man David HaMelech, says the Midrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only opened the gate, at that moment everybody saw that David HaMelech is what we call semi-alive, not stable, semi-alive. Semi-alive. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent back the Ruach in the heart of David HaMelech, that everybody saw the HaMelech is alive. The Midrash says that's the pasuk. Hashem ha'elita min she'ol nafshi chitani miyodivo. That's the Mizmor Shir Chanukah, Tamai David HaMelech wrote in the prophecy. That's what we say every morning. We start our Rumcha Hashem chitani Mizmor Shir Chanukah, Tamai David. In that chapter we say, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elita min she'ol nafshi, you brought me back from the grave. Chiyitani, you revived me, miyor divo. I said, all of Israel saw, that means that really David HaMelech, that's called Mizmor, Shir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech, really, he is the one that built the HaMikdash for us. But he built the HaMikdash for us, the foundation is this for us. The Midrash he didn't do, not because he couldn't do, he shouldn't do. Because if Hashem would have done it, Hashem wouldn't have a Mitzvah. Therefore, says Ari, this is really what Ari says. Ari says that this is really what the Gemara means, the Halacha and the Rambam. He says this is the obligation of the king, the obligation of Melech HaMashiach, to build Beit HaMikdash. Because that's what Hashem told David HaMelech. The Beit HaMikdash is a small part in creation. Main thing is Am Yisrael, of course. We got the Torah, we are the slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what David HaMelech, when he hears from Natan HaNavi, he doesn't even talk about the Midrash. He says, he stands before the Echal, and says, you are great, and you took us out of Mitzrayim, and this, and this, and this, and this, and thank you very much for giving me a child. He doesn't even answer, he doesn't even talk about the Midrash. That is nothing. The Midrash is a dangerous thing to have. You have to be a very high level, not now when you build it, forever, in 500 years from now, in a thousand years from now, because otherwise, Chas Shalom, if Beit HaMikdash is going to be forever, if you're not on the right level, Chas Shalom, you're going to be destroyed. So David HaMelech, when he hears from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says he cannot build it, that is again, that refers to what says the Yerushalayim, that it's better not to have it right now. I should not build it, because if I should, Chas Shalom, I should build it, it's going to be destruction from Israel. Thank you very much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, listen, you know, your son is going to build it. What it means is that your son is going to deliver something, and Hashem said at the same time, you know, the son that you're going to have is going to be forever, because it's just my son will build it, won't answer the question. It says, why my son is a lower level, so what? What Hashem is my son is no good, and he says, no, your son is going to build a Mikdash on a lower level. But you know, your children, your great grandchildren will continue to serve me the way you serve me. It means there is opportunity. Like I just dug the foundation of Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash means more Shir on Kattah Bayit and David. Even though Beit HaMikdash built Shlomo HaMelech, but really is called upon David HaMelech because he had the opportunity to dig the foundation to start something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That mitzvah of Beit HaMikdash means to refrain when Mashiach will come. And says, of course, I don't need Beit HaMikdash. I better without it right now. I don't need it. My time is going to be on a lower level. Good for him. He said, but no, but my son is not just building the Beit HaMikdash, the building. It's not important. What it means is that my son is going to continue this chain of people, of kings that are coming from him, and they refer like me. And says, somebody like me, it says, somebody like me that was able to dig the foundation. It means the foundation is forever. The Midrash says, foundation is forever. The Midrash says, thank you very much. Thank you for letting me know that I'm going to have a son, that their son will have a son, and the great-grandson will be forever. It means this is the kingdom of David HaMelech that has the power to continue the Midrash. Because this was David HaMelech's power to do and to dig the foundation. Listen, that's the Kavanah that we have, that we say in Shemona Yisrael. Kidney Yerushalayim Irach, Tachsid Ha'id Abdach. So what this has to do with anything? That is, we pray for Yerushalayim, Kidney Yerushalayim Irach. What does that say? Tachsid Ha'id Abdach, the Shem of David. What does the Shem of David has to do with anything? Now he says, that's what the Midrash says, that Yerushalayim's name is going to be changed when Mashiach will come, to the chair, the name of the chair of HaKadosh Baruch. Of course, the nature of this one, if you remember, David HaMelech is leg number four. That's what Hashem tells Nathan to tell him, to say it's going to be Magin David. So that's what it means. Yerushalayim is very nice. But you have to understand, the foundation of Beit HaMikdash, Yerushalayim refers to Beit HaMikdash, of course, not Yerushalayim specifically. So the foundation of Beit HaMikdash is David HaMelech. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised David HaMelech. That his great-grandchildren will be able to continue to build Beit HaMikdash. Since so-called the head of the family, David HaMelech, dug the foundation, Shlomo HaMelech is going to build something temporary, and then David HaMikdash is going to be built also on the same foundation that's still down the ground, the Midrash says. The foundation will never destroy. And this is going to be built by the people that are the heritage of David HaMelech that started the foundation. It means this is going to be at the end a building on the outer foundation forever. Not only that, the Melech was very happy. He says, understood that very much. He says, thank you very much for the message. I don't want to Beit HaMikdash. I will do the foundation. The foundation is going to be forever. Eventually, it's going to be one of my children, my great-grandchildren, to build the Beit HaMikdash. It means it refers to Mashiach. I mean, this is going to be Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third one, forever. On the foundation of David HaMelech. Not only that's exactly what has happened. It's not that he was right. He said, go ahead. It's not that he was totally wrong. It's the building, not, but the foundation, yes. And he says, you are in the level to Beit HaMikdash, you are. But you cannot build it, not because you're not in the level, because it's a dangerous situation. Hashem told him, run, tell him not to do it. It's not because Hashem does not want him to do it. It's if the Melech HaShalom would have done it, the Melech HaShalom would suffer a lot of casualties because they cannot take it. What Hashem's appearance is all about. I said, that's what Navi was right. That's what Navi tells us. That you should ask. He says, I don't ask because it is a mitzvah. I know it's a mitzvah. I just don't know if that's the right time to do it. And the guy told me, do it. I did. I want to do it. She said, no. Don't tell him not to do the whole thing. The foundation it can be. On the top, his son is going to do it. It's not going to stay forever. The mitzvah, not forever. The temple is going to be forever. True. David HaMelech. He says, that's the kavanah we should have. In 18, he said, "It's the Chesed of Dach. It's the share of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that David HaMelech is part of it."